Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 18 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Hoping for What We Do Not See. Sarah Fraser once said, "Take comfort in knowing that God can see in the dark, and the dark cannot overcome His light." Our text for today is Romans 8, verses 18 through 25. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation awaits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, but not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Timothy George, in his book Unseen Footprints, tells the following story. "When I was a student at Harvard Divinity School, I learned preaching from Dr. Gardner Taylor, a pastor in New York City. I'll never forget those lectures. I remember him telling a story from when he was preaching in Louisiana during the Depression. Electricity was just coming into that part of the country, and he was out in a rural church that had just one little light bulb hanging down from the ceiling to light up the whole sanctuary. He was preaching away, and in the middle of his sermon, the electricity went out. The building went pitch black, and Dr. Taylor didn't know what to say, being a young preacher. He stumbled around until one of the elderly deacons sitting in the back of the church cried out, 'Preach on, preacher! We can still see Jesus in the dark.'" When we find ourselves in the dark, we realize this could be the most hopeful time to see Jesus. The good news of the gospel is that whether or not we see Him, He can always see us. Romans 8 is one of the most beloved chapters in all of Scripture. The Apostle Paul begins and ends this chapter with multiple statements about the confidence and security we have in Christ. In Romans 8, 18 through 25, Paul connects present suffering to future hope for both Christ's followers and creation itself. Because of our convictions of the power of Jesus' resurrection, we know that the believer and the world we live in are moving toward a brighter future. Observe how Paul begins this section of Scripture. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." John Piper explains this verse as follows. That's what Paul wants us to believe with all our hearts. And you need to believe it in your heart and not just your head, because when the sufferings come, it will take a deep, deep conviction and hope not to throw in the towel. You will be tempted to say, "If this is the payoff for trusting Christ, I'm done." If that were not a real temptation, Paul would not write this paragraph. He is writing to help us not throw away our hope in Christ when the miseries and groanings of this present time are overwhelming. Paul goes on to show that creatures, that's you and me, and creation, the world around us, have much in common. Both creatures and creation face the consequences of the fall. Both creatures and creation are subject to disaster. Both creatures and creation experience darkness. Just as no one human is alone in struggling, all of creation is struggling too, subjected to futility and groaning together in Romans 8, 20 and 22. But that's not the end of the story, for we have one final thing in common with creation. There is hope for redemption. Though now creatures and creation are groaning, one day we will all be free. Verse 21 says, "Creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption." And verse 23 says that we creatures will receive adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. This is our certain hope, although we don't see it yet. And since we can't see it yet, we wait for it with patience, Romans 8:25. As you face times of darkness, keep your hope in what you cannot see. One day we are going to have a new heaven and a new earth. One day soon we are going to get a glorious body to worship and glorify our Savior. Our final destination has no darkness, but it is constantly illuminated by the glory of God. Until then, you can be confident that we can still see Jesus in the dark, and you can be completely sure that He always sees you. Please take a few moments to consider these questions. What are your thoughts on the fact that you and God's creation are both currently experiencing groaning times in the dark? In what ways can you live with greater hope in what you cannot see? And finally, how can you develop stronger patience knowing the end goal God has for you? Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed day.